Hey Yak listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Hey, what's going on there, pal?
We saw you at the hockey game on.
Do I know you guys?
I'm Ryan Whitney. I got a drink named after me.
Not a big deal.
Pink Whitney? That's what I thought. See ya, fellas.
I invented the thing, you pigeon.
Pink Whitney for legendary moments.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
Whoa!
The hungriest show on earth. Kate, did you?
Speak for yourselves. I am full as a tick right now.
You bitch.
Oh, you bitch.
At least three of us did it.
Delicious.
I am hungry.
Starving.
But I also feel like sharp.
Yeah?
Really sharp.
Edward Sharp.
Sharp.
It's a different mental level.
Last night at dinner, it was like, what do I do with my night with no dinner? Mm-hmm. But then I woke up today and I was like, I think I lost like 10 pounds.
I drank so much water that I gained weight.
Yeah.
But then I released this perfectly double tapered turd that fucking coiled around the toilet. It was beautiful.
Hell yes.
It was fucking lovely. Sass, how are you feeling? You haven't eaten in 24 hours.
I'm feeling good. Sharper than ever.
Why don't you just come clean?
About come clean about what? I didn't eat anything. Did you see me eat anything?
Why don't you just come clean, Sass?
I don't have anything to come clean about.
Why don't you just come clean?
I have nothing to come
clean.
What'd
you do last night?
I went to the stand.
And
good food there. Rare that a comedy club has good food, but they have good food.
I did not eat there, though.
Really?
You didn't?
No.
You didn't? Didn't?
No.
Met some cool guys, though.
Throw the ball! I told Francis to come on. I don't know where he is. He's just big timing us.
Yeah. Sass ate last night. Sass was eating.
You ate last night?
No, I did not eat anything.
Yes, he did, dude. And now that you know his lying voice, too.
I did not eat.
That's bullshit, dude.
No.
I didn't eat anything. I'm fucking starving.
You guys are all liars.
Fat son of a bitch.
Who's a liar?
No, I believe that you did it, Ron.
Mm. Yeah, exactly, because I'm on edge right now.
Yeah, me too. I feel fucking sharp, though.
I feel sharp and on edge. I am the edge right now.
I may never eat again. We do have to spin. Someone threw out the idea. We'll spin the wheel. Someone has to fast all the way till 7 p.m.
I'll take the bullet on that one.
No, you can't do that.
Maybe I'll just do it with whoever does it. I feel sharp, dude.
It is suspect that Brandon Walker's not here right now.
Well, Brandon's eating.
Oh, he ate right away.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm sick.
He called me last night with a mouthful of food.
Chicken throat. You could hear it.
Sass, you ate too.
I did not. I didn't eat anything.
Why'd you say you guys are all liars then?
Because I know the difference in energy between someone who's actually fasted and people who haven't.
You have slow energy. You look like you just had a fucking Thanksgiving dinner.
I have slow energy as in I have no energy in my body because I haven't fueled up.
Ron and I are fucking hyperactive, ready to fight someone.
On edge, dude.
A morsel of food.
Yeah, Ron, you worked out this morning, didn't you?
Oh, Julio's here too.
Yes, I did. Why don't we get both of them in?
Yeah, I don't know why Francis. I drove in with Francis today. I was like, hey, we got a spot on the Yak today. He's like, great. And then he just ignored me. This is rude.
What a piece of shit. But yes, Kate, thank you for bringing that up. I went to Solid Core, and then I did Super Solid Core. I did the 65-minute version, and then I biked in today just to test myself to see if I'll get tired. I don't think I need food. I look at other people who eat food as weaklings now. I know how Owen feels with the whole booze thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a fact. What should we order, though, for lunch?
I think I'm good on lunch.
Never eat again, bitch.
You're not doing lunch?
I think that, like, maybe a piece of fruit, like, around 7 p.m. would be all I need.
Maybe put, like, an orange slice on my tongue?
Something like this, a droplet, but I'll probably just spit it right out just for taste. I feel good, dude. You know? I was talking about having bad breath.
Yeah, bro.
Julio can come, too.
Fran.
Hey, what happened when we...
I forgot I had all of our podcasts on voice.
Sit down for a sec. Okay. I want to make sure people understand. Francis and I had a lovely drive in this morning.
Sure did.
Chatted up. No music being played.
Not
just
really?
Conversation. There's only one moment where he motioned if he was going to... He was like, do you want me to give you roadhead? And I was like, nope. Other than that, it was a great drive. And then I said, hey, we got an open spot on the Yak today. You want to come on? And you're like, yeah, that'd be lovely.
I know.
And
I'm sorry. I am having a hard time keeping track of all these meetings and onboarding things that I have to do.
You have to onboard?
Yeah.
I'm telling him to say no. Just say no to stuff.
Who are we now?
To that shit.
I have all kinds of sexual harassment training.
You need that.
I guess so. Yep. Well, says the guy who was like, what roadhead is it happening?
Yeah. Yeah. Right over the Brooklyn Bridge, right where I like to get roadhead. Yeah.
It's the best spot. It's a beautiful vista.
It's a great spot for roadhead and suicide.
Yeah. Well, they put the fences up so high.
Yeah, you can't beat them. Mm-hmm.
You can beat them.
And on the Brooklyn Bridge, it's down the middle, so you have to jump into traffic and then jump off.
Yeah. I've seen it done.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have onboarding for sexual harassment?
I mean, I have to do that
they
stuff.
They teach you how to do it.
It is like our yeah. big podcast, we're integrating in and bringing everything over. So
my Ego's coming on?
No. So
I made him uncomfortable.
No, it's going to stay white.
I got it.
I knew you got it. Smart as a whip, dude. That goddamn Fox News shit last night was hilarious.
Thank you.
That
yeah.
was so funny, Hanson.
I'm going to get Francis Stans to start tuning
My
in.
Parents were rolling over in their graves.
Yeah.
They're not dead. They're dead to me ever since they voted for Biden.
Are they mad that you're back at Barstool?
No, not at all. They don't...
This is a liberal bastion right in
my
here.
My whole career has been overwhelming to them, and I think they're just happy to sit back and watch the ride.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
I hate to do it, guys. I have to get to this. So I'll be back tomorrow, though, if you'll have me.
We would love to have you tomorrow and Friday. We have openings.
I'm out the rest of the week, sadly. Okay. But you know, come sit here. Come sit in this chair.
Is Julio going to come on?
If you want him to. He's here. So
yeah, I saw him walk in.
Yeah. But we have a little bit of a tights because we have to record today. And
does he have powerful hips? It looks like it.
Division I tennis player.
Have him stop by.
I will.
On the way to recording.
Okay, I'll do that. That's right. Perfect. Yeah.
Thank you, Francis.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Appreciate you, dude.
Don't apologize. That's Kate's job.
No, he should apologize. He told me he was going to come on.
Sorry, you have to go. Oh, God.
Told me he was going to
come on. Kate's shtick.
Yeah.
Apologizing.
Sorry.
Speaking of, sorry that I'm here as well.
Sorry to exist.
Are we pushing Merchpalooza for Kate?
So No.
I propose something.
Kate.
The crickets.
Hear me out. The top prize for Merchpalooza going on right now is 15 grand. Hank sent a follow-up email that said 25, but they're saying 15. I don't know. That would refill the Yak Slush Fund real quick.
Yeah.
If we put all our eggs in my basket and then I keep 10% in the end... I feel like that would replenish the Yak Slush Fund very quickly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if people go on there now, Barstool Sports Store, promo code Kate, and take 10% off. If enough people do that during the start of this show, I will have a spicy surprise for us at the end of the show. Not me personally, so don't worry.
Whoa.
That would make a dive.
You don't have any poster boards, do you?
No.
What?
God, no.
What the hell?
10% off code Kate. But if people go on right now, listen, the holidays are approaching. Why would you not get a little bit of a head start?
The holidays aren't really. I guess they're
Halloween?
Always approaching?
Yeah, you're talking about Yom Kippur?
I'm talking about Yom Kippur is almost here. But go on there. Maybe there's a hat you've been looking at. Maybe there's a little fall tailgate season.
That's
true.
You want
to see the other stoolies in the lot? You better be wearing some Barstool gear. Anyway, all Yak fans, get on there. Kate with a K, not a C. And let's coup. Let's form a coup and take over and then put it to the Slush Fund is my proposal.
I propose that I would buy people PS5s.
What is on the back?
Oh, that's for later if people do enough. There's more to come if people get on there and start, you know.
Kate, I hate to do this, but I'm kind of, I also have a promo code.
Oh.
And, you know, my promo code is promo code Roan. And
I won't be taking the 10% and I won't be putting it in the slush fund. I'm just going to give the money away if I win. I'm just going to give it to the people. I'll pick like 3 to 5 people and Mr. Beast the money and just give it all smart. Away.
Well, what if
you use promo code Roan? If you use promo code Roan.
Oh, God
use promo code BigCat. So you have, what, 3 people you said to give it away? If you use promo code BigCat, I will use all the money to buy all the PS5s and then give all of those away.
I think only one of these sounds reasonable.
So mine is a higher upside, actually. So that means that the 3 people I'll be picking will be getting more money and will be able to buy multiple PS.
Yeah, but not
for
other people.
For anyone.
How much does PS5 cost? $500?
Yeah.
So I'm going to be buying
so more people
50
will get
PS5s? 50 PS5s for the people?
But everyone wins when the slush fund is plush. Mm. Everyone wins.
Oh, no, actually, that's not true. Steven was
there. No. This one is Stephen J. Free. This one, not a
He'll
dime.
Find a way to get to the money. But if you use promo code Roan, it'll be, if I win, 3 people getting $5,000 each, $5,000 in your pocket. That sounds better than a PS anything.
You know, it's better than 5,000. 15,000. If I win, I'm giving them money.
Oh my God.
Individual person.
Whoa.
Wow. Yes. You can use code Lil Sass.
You can't afford to do that, Sass.
One person will be getting all the money.
This backfire. I thought we were going to. The worst is texting the group chat and no one answers, especially in the Yak chat. And I like sent this whole plan out. I sent like 7 texts and it was silent.
Like, can you rig a competition so I win?
Yes. That was the proposal.
I think
I'm only keeping
10%.
Oh, yeah. Use promo code ZA. Let's go.
Oh, God damn it.
Let's go.
I will get behind my boy ZA for sure.
Nick, thank you.
You have a promo code?
I've been using promo code.
All right. I'm going to tell everyone to use promo code.
He said
promo
code ZA.
I'd appreciate
I think
that.
He deserves it.
Yeah, actually, Nick is already in top 5.
Jake Marsh is in first place. That's bullshit.
Same.
Billy Football's in second place. That sounds like some kind of part of my take.
He was running around
going
screaming at PSG.
Let's get behind ZA.
No.
FD Low.
Everyone wait till the end of the show.
What the fuck, Kate?
Oh, fuck you, ZA. Piece of shit. Everyone wait till the end of the show to decide. That's all I ask.
I am tweeting out right now. Use
do it now.
Code
do it now.
ZA.
No.
Everyone in the Yak chat, please get behind ZA.
Do it now.
ZA
at the
will
end of the show. It will become very apparent that I need this because spent money on something to win.
Oh no!
What did you spend money on?
Maybe ZA will give you a loan.
That was a bad idea, Kate.
It was a bad idea. Everyone, help me. I thought you guys were legit going to help me out.
Who the hell is Merle?
Why? We're Merle's the most cold-hearted pieces of shit.
I forgot this is Scorpion now. Yeah, like, I fucked up and forgot.
We're not going to help anyone.
Scorpion. And you said you're going to take 10% for yourself, Kate. That's the massively
I actually said 20%. No one responded. And then it's 10%.
I'm using code Tyler, Barstool Finances, promo code.
Hell yes.
See, he got a promo code.
Hell yeah.
Who is Merles, though? Merles is in
Merles
the top
is 10.
He's
Spin Chicklets.
Merles is in top 8? Who is he?
Well, here's the thing with Merles. I know Merles well. Great dude. He also gives out stone cold winners in international hockey.
I got a Merles fact. I almost went to AC with him for a night.
Dude, Merles is a great dude. He if you follow Merles, he's part of Spin Chicklets universe. He played, I think, with Biz and Whitney, and he just like you wake up. He lives in Sweden half the year with his wife and kid. Mm-hmm. You wake up in the morning at like 6 in the morning. He's like, "All right, we got Russia League over," and he'll just give out a winner, and it will be like a no doubt winner. It's hockey being played in like fucking Finland, Russia, Germany.
He's sharp.
All I heard is he neglects his family half the year when he's away.
Oh, they come back with him.
That guy should not be.
Jack Spider and I were working a Chicklet stream here, and then we drove to Atlantic City after the stream was over, and he asked if he could come, and then we got down and we're getting into the car, and he's like, "Oh no, my wife would kill me." So family man.
Family man.
Yeah, he's afraid of his wife. Get this guy out of the top 10, ASAP.
Yeah.
It's all up there.
I'll say this. If I win, I mean, I'm better off broke as a human being. So if I win, it's all going to the XFL.
No, stop.
Okay, all right.
Why is everyone giving it? If I win, I'm keeping the money.
No, I want to do some cool shit on the show.
I'm keeping the money for myself.
Thank you, Zai. Everyone on the action.
I feel like I hate you.
Not give Sass. Or, yes. You're keeping the money?
Well, I'm actually.
You're a piece of shit.
More than anything.
What?
I was promoting code Nick Heavy this morning.
Same.
Nice.
Actually directly stole Owen's tweet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's my favorite code of the day.
Nick. Code Nick.
Yeah.
So how's everyone doing?
Hein Roan.
Hungry?
Thanks, bro. I needed that.
Hungry again.
And Tass is a piece of shit, dude. I know you ate, dude.
And I didn't eat shit. Money,
you're such a piece of shit. Piece of slimy shit, well, dude.
For starters, I'm not going to win.
A sentient piece of shit, dude. Walking
also,
around.
I didn't eat anything. I'm hungry. I'm so hungry.
What did you eat?
I could tell he's hungry.
I'm a hungry boy.
No, he's not. He would be complaining infinitely more. Infinitely more. You
really
see how calm he is?
I don't really do
he's
that much.
Fidgety.
I don't complain much anymore.
What?
It's the old sass.
Yeah, he shed that skin.
Yeah, because you ate last night, you fuck.
You're so satiated.
No.
You're full. He's just a stuffed pig.
I was actually with Francis last night, and Jordan Berry was there as well. So you can ask them. Ask if I was eating. Ask them if I was eating. And they'll say, I didn't see a crumb of food. Oh.
Jordan Berry texted me. She said you were slurping oysters and spitting them back in your mouth.
Swishing them around weird. Your mouth.
That would be a psycho move.
Oh, no, I'm doing like a fast thing.
Yeah. I just wanted to taste it. I just wanted the aphrodisiac powers. Ah, oh, Frank, the stairs.
Going downstairs.
Oh, he's screaming.
Screaming at someone.
Usually an elevator guy.
Wednesday.
By the way, Steven is very hungry because he said on other, what are the goat type of french fries? Curly, crinkle cut, steak fries, regular thin.
I think lattice cut fries.
What are lattice cut?
Like the waffle.
Yeah.
I'm a big lattice. I mean, McDonald's has the best fries.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't think so.
Oh, I think so, and you're wrong if you think
I feel like a fry depends on the situation.
Mm.
When I was a little kid and I was at the pool all day and they had the little snack bar stand, I'm normally not a crinkle cut fry lady, but a good crinkle cut with some salt and ketchup, that's a pool day. You're in the car, give me a McDonald's fry. If I'm here, I'd prefer a waffle.
Interesting.
At work, it depends.
I do agree with that.
Curly fries are also, I mean, curly fries are very situational, but
if you're drunk, curly fries are... If a good seasoning with a beer,
yes,
those are very good.
Should I like the big boys,
the potato ones,
tater tots rule,
wedges.
First meal cannot be tots. McDonald's. Maybe get it for Sass because he just ate like 10 minutes before he got in here. But
I didn't eat anything today.
Yeah. Are you hungry?
You were walking in, hitting your vape, and I thought you were just eating a Cliff Bar.
I thought about it because I was like, usually I go and I get a granola bar and a Red Bull.
I
said, you know what, I won't.
I use the printer upstairs for the prep sheets, and I walked through the kitchen, and there are sandwiches and cookies upstairs in the kitchen.
Unreal.
Oh.
Unreal. One of the things I remember about last time is how bad I felt after I ate right away. Like, I ate after not having eaten, and I forget, what did we eat last time? Like, Taco Bell or some shit?
Yeah, I can't remember. I'm ordering McDonald's right now.
Leave me out of this.
Sorry, I was wasn't paying attention to what you're saying. I was ordering McDonald's right now. I'm literally ordering McDonald's for us.
Oh, God bless.
But I don't want any of it.
I'm starving.
You're going to eat some, bro.
Spin the 7 o'clock wheel.
Shove that stuff down your face, down your throat.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
You feeder.
No.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are, dude. Probably feel good after you eat the McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
I'll feel shitty if I eat McDonald's, which is why I won't, because my body's been conditioned to reject grease. You are made of grease. You are a walking grease stain. Let's spin the wheel to see who has to go till 7.
Let's check your Uber Eats.
Let's do it.
Let's see your order history now. I know you did it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good way to check people's order history.
Exactly, dude.
Is Diet Coke cheating? Because I so slug in Diet Cokes.
Yes, it's cheating.
Yes.
Why is Diet Coke cheating? It's zero calories.
Black coffee only is the only
black
thing,
coffee.
Right?
There's caffeine
Diet Coke
in it.
Is zero calories.
It's caffeine like in black coffee.
It's an unwritten rule.
I had to chew gum like a madman to get net negative calories. I had to chew sugar-free gum.
Legend.
Oh, wow.
Zah's a legend. Zah's dedicated.
Use promo code Zah on merch for Luke or Roan if you want the money back.
Or Zah if you want him to have it.
All
I'm good with either.
Code Sass, because I'm, or Lil Sass, sorry. I'm giving away all
You just
all
said you're going to keep it, dude.
That's just busting balls, though.
You
I'm giving
don't
away
bust
all
balls.
Of the
you guys
money
are
to
ruining
one person.
Everything.
You haven't busted a ball in your
one
life.
One individual follower of mine.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Yeah, I actually don't want to see my number at the end of this. I'd rather not.
Oh, no. It's gonna be,
I don't want to.
Six?
No.
What?
Uh-uh. Six sales.
Like two people.
Yeah.
It's both are my dad.
There's a fine line of like, do you want to try to win? And if not, then like, don't try at all.
Mm-hmm. There is a, it, you got to go all or nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saying you're going to give the money away is, jeez. Then it's like, you know.
Yes, fives, baby. People go crazy for those.
People love it.
People are like, why? Oh, everyone's like, I'm giving mine to, like, Billy's giving his to charity.
Yeah.
Why, no, you're not. Nah. What charity is he going to give it to?
No, he's not doing any of that. He also will not, he'll fuck up the taxes again. Remember when he just didn't pay taxes on his Rough and Rowdy?
You see Tim Dillon's doing, like, his merch sale. He's doing, for every $400,000 of merch he sells, he's donating $5 to the homeless.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah.
He made a promo video, and it was fucking hilarious.
Spin this wheel right now so we know who doesn't get to eat McDonald's.
I hope it's me.
I'm actually pretty hungry. I've been eating.
I ordered a lot.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, but, like, oh, wait, Nick, so Nick and KB are done?
I don't know. Sure.
Yeah.
Those cheating bastards. I am on edge. I like it.
It is like a drug, being hungry.
Yeah, it really is. All right, I had like more of a fear of death as I was... Yeah, let's go. KB? Is this elimination or...
No, it's just KB's not here, so... Oh, sorry, Owen.
No, it's elimination. Elimination.
Oh, it's elimination. Elimination. It's gotta be elimination. You're right. It's elimination. Oof. Is this someone who can't eat till 9 p.m.? Ron, you're eating McDonald's, you bitch.
I'm not.
You have to.
You are. You have to.
Can I just get a banana?
No, you have to.
They have banana. Do they have fruit cup? Order me. Put in another order for a fruit
cup.
This
is going to suck if I just ordered $200 worth of McDonald's.
Yay.
How much is $200 worth of McDonald's?
That's so much food. You come to eat it.
I'm not going to get to eat any of it.
Oh, no.
This is going to be brutal.
No, you're going to be good.
That's also the promo code you should be using.
Promo code ZA!
If it's Brandon, what do?
We kill him.
You got to kill his dumb ass. Come on, TJ.
His ass is eating, but he's already been eating the whole time.
I haven't been eating.
Bullshit.
Did you hear his lying voice again?
Yes.
There you go.
All right.
There you go, kid.
Thank God.
We're all hoping it's Steven, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take the bullet.
No, you don't get to say that. Don't steal that from us.
What?
You're saying I'll take the bullet. Don't steal our satisfaction of having to watch you suffer. You're not a hero.
God
damn it.
Oh, he's so good.
Wait, what happens to his...
You're good.
I mean, Brandon.
Brandon's cheated the
Brandon's
whole time.
Brandon's definitely...
Yeah.
Brandon didn't eat for 12 hours. His body shut down. He got sick.
He's sick.
And it's Brandon.
No, it's TJ.
Oh, TJ.
I feel fine. I think my brain might turn off at like 8 p.m. But...
Okay. All
right. You only got to make it to 7, right?
Yeah. 7. 7.
Wait
7.
Till you smell the fries.
Oh, man.
That's going to be tough.
John, Steven are going to be eating those fries in there.
I do feel like my sense of smell is more acute.
Yeah.
Like I'm becoming
more primal.
Smelling people's fear on
I don't want you to eat either.
You know what I mean?
I think if you get to day 4, you might be God.
I know. Yeah. I feel like I'm elevating at every point.
What's that hat?
My boy Alexander Charles makes it.
No, you just grew that this morning. You felt like it.
I just grew a hat.
What
my
is
boy,
it?
Alexander Flower Child Studios. I'm pretty sure. He just sent it to me. I ordered it. He sent me some extra shit, dude. The love that just exudes
here comes
from human
Julio.
Beings.
I still don't understand how his name's not Julio.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask him that. Come on in. Francis, Julio.
What's up, man?
Oops, the podcast. Now part of Barstool Sports.
This is Julio Gallerati.
What's going on, man? Good to meet you. I don't know if we've met. Have we met?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Can I ask a question that might not, it might be rude, whatever. why is it not Julio?
It's Italian.
Ah, damn.
That's all right. It's like the most common question I get, to be honest.
So you're a WOP.
I'm a WOP, dude. Through and through.
I can say that my children are a quarter Italian, so.
We don't find that offensive, Italians as a group.
Yeah.
There's no word that you can offend Italians with.
No. You can say anything about Italians.
Really?
One race you're still about to be racist against.
A race.
That's a sick name now, because I thought you were just, I thought your name kind of sucked because you just weren't pronouncing it correctly. Julio's like a great name.
It's like Julius Caesar.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Julius.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think it's the literal translation is Julius.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know, dude. I would argue that my name as is, I appreciate that, but I think it does kind of suck for this specific
reason. For this exact reason. Oh. Like, I'm the asshole who asked you a question that you just had to deal with your entire childhood. Like, every day, the first day of school, they're like, is Julio here? You're like, it's Julio. And
yeah,
just every day you had to deal with that.
Yeah, I get greeted with, like, animosity because people think I've taken liberties with an existing name and changed the pronunciation. Just fuck it.
It is.
So, Oops, a podcast now. Part of Barstool Sports?
Yeah.
So are you, Julio, are Saturdays for the boys for you or what?
No.
Like, I guess.
Eva? Are you going to Eva? Saturday, are we leaving? Like, what a...
Yeah,
what
Saturday.
Saturdays
for the boys, dude. Let's fucking
like
do
when
it.
Someone comes up to you at like, on the street and they're like, hey, Dave Portnoy sucks, you have to fight them.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to learning about all that.
Okay. All right. Good. We'll teach you.
Julio just got back from Afghanistan.
True
Whoa. Story. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Dude, are you stealing valor? I mean, Kate went to Afghanistan for different reasons.
All right.
Oh. My time here is done.
Served.
Yeah, she served.
What were you doing there?
Yeah, she was a waitress in it.
Kebabs.
I was just like making some videos, honestly. Like sort of like docu-style vlogging kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah. And what was the takeaway? Cool place? Not cool place? Chill?
Dude, it's not like a place I'd recommend for anybody who doesn't have like extensive experience encountering soldiers.
Got it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. I would say that's the baseline. If you're not like really adventurous, it's probably not the trip for you.
Wait, so were you worried at all about your safety?
At first, no. But then like after enough forced hangouts with the Taliban, I then was like, okay, this isn't as like funny as
but
I
you
thought.
Were with them?
Yeah. Yeah, like I spent a lot of time with them.
Really?
Really?
Hey, so like,
why didn't you do something, dude? Why didn't you stop them?
Nuts.
Dude, I like you.
Are they chill?
It's scary. They are chill, but like the way. No, let me finish. They are chill, but in the way where like you don't want them to become unchill.
Right. Yeah.
So you're like answering every question the way you think they want it to be answered. Yeah. Like. You want it to go well, and you want to leave.
The Taliban don't seem like pretty. They don't seem like good people. But when they did take back the capital, and they were at that dude's house, like lifting weights and jumping in the pool, it was like a total Dudes Rock moment. It was just like a bunch of dudes hanging out. Yeah. Like, what is the first thing we do when we take back our country? We like. Do some bicep curls and hop in a pool.
Yeah,
Julio was just cannonballing with
that.
And then they shut down all the women's.
Yeah, that. Yeah. Then it was like, oh,
then
not
they got
cool
even
anymore.
Cooler.
Where's that bitch Malala?
That part wasn't cool. So wait, did you? I can't believe you were just chilling with the Taliban.
Well, I wasn't insane. Like chilling with them. Like, they force you to
that's
chill.
That's legal.
With them.
Like you could do that.
Like you don't
you
want
come back to America after that.
I know. It's yeah. I had absolutely no problems.
Bo Bergdahl,
crazy.
Yeah,
I don't even know
no,
that story.
There was
really.
No like, yeah, no.
They ask you
sort
any
of.
Questions?
Wait,
at
so
customs,
you can just fly
like,
right into Kabul airport now and just
yeah.
Here, like, I'm an American, and they don't care.
Direct flight from Dubai. It takes like 3 hours.
Yeah. How long were you there for?
Like 8 days.
Wow.
Who were you there with?
So I had a guide, and like to clarify, like I didn't choose to hang out with the Taliban. they
chose you.
Taliban guy, yeah.
So this is something interesting. Everybody in Afghanistan could be like, and all of us could be from Afghanistan. Like it's super diverse in that way.
Really?
Like, right? Yes. People have blue eyes, and blue when the Russians were there, and like
it's like super like whatever. So if you don't speak another language besides one of the local languages, they'll never know that you're a foreigner. But like if they stop you at a checkpoint and they happen to ask a couple of questions, like once that happens and they figure out that you're a foreigner, they want to ask you questions. They want to take pictures of you. They want to make you a Muslim. They're like, come, you have to come meet our commander.
Whoa.
You're like, oh, I would, but I got to, you know, go get a haircut or whatever. Right. Like you like make up excuses and then they accept your excuses.
Oh.
They go, oh, okay, no problem. Sometimes they don't. So I don't know. Enough of that. And I was like, dude, I want to go home.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Dude, that's crazy.
I think that we're on a 24-hour fast right now. I don't think that being a Muslim would be that hard, dude. I think that we could.
Ramadan easy.
I used to think that Kyrie Irving, when he would like have to play a basketball game after fasting all day, I'd be like, oh, dude, definitely bet against him. It's going to be a terrible game. This shit is easy.
I could put up 30 right now.
Yeah, I need
30 and 10. No
I might
problem.
Do Ramadan just like as a tourist, dude. Yeah. I might just fast all day.
You ever see the prayer rooms at airports in Middle Eastern countries? They're always just sleeping in there.
Yeah, nap,
comfortable as hell.
Yeah, in there. Yeah,
like kindergarten.
It is not hard.
You guys are all fasting right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
How you're 24 hours in?
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Good.
Sharp. So sharp, like a drug.
We just asked him to do it. Sass his face.
I feel sharper than ever.
Sass into it. I ordered $200 worth of McDonald's, though, so you guys are going to have to eat with us. probably too much McDonald's.
That'll probably be harder for Francis than fasting would have been.
Yeah.
He's not I'm not one of those people. I'm not one of them.
He's not a McDonald's guy.
No, I'm not.
Julio, how was Francis's wedding?
Man, it was awesome.
Nice.
It was really special. And
hoping you didn't get invited. Break up Oops the Podcast right here on the Yak.
He gave the best man speech.
Oh, fuck oh, yeah. Wow.
Hell yeah.
Not only did he get invited, he was front and center.
How long was the best man speech?
It was like probably 10 minutes.
Yeah, probably about that. No, it was perfect.
He told me, he gave me a time. He was like, you know, like 10-ish minutes. So like I was prepared for that. And to be honest, dude, the bartender at your fucking wedding, I go and order a drink after my speech. He goes, good speech. He goes, was a little long.
Yeah. Wow. At least like 5 to 7 is the right zone.
Take your tip back.
Yeah, but he was smashing because he's a comedian.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I knew that.
So it was
watch
like
him on Netflix,
people,
by the way.
People didn't want it to end.
You have a Netflix special?
It's like an ensemble special, but I'm a part.
Who else is in it?
Yeah. It's like, it was like a Pete Davidson Presents.
Oh.
Thing. So there's like
how big is his cock?
I think the legends may be true about
okay.
that.
Okay, all right.
It's awesome. I think he's so packing.
I watched that, though. It was great.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Nice. Appreciate it.
Is that
related to the guests. Yeah.
Francis, is that how you knew about, like you dropped like kind of a niche Afghanistan reference last night on Fox News?
No, I'm just a huge fan of War. Yeah, I like that movie, War.
Yeah,
that's a great one.
War Dogs.
Even the
Red Restrepo, yeah.
On Joe Rogan, was it like Shane Gillis was talking about the book you recommended him, wasn't he?
Yes, that's right.
That's kind of a flex by you, yeah. Like, which is like a book about like the Middle East and war, right?
Did Shane drop my name on Joe Rogan? God damn him.
He was like right there. He could have easily like finished the thought.
It's not the first time that's happened. They drive right up to the edge with Joe and then don't say my name.
Shit.
Yeah.
What's
that book? Yeah, what's that
book? That Black Flags, The Rise of ISIS. It's a tremendous book, actually. Joby Warwick or something.
Real easy read.
It actually is, and it's very exciting. And it's really, really interesting. I would highly recommend. I think it won the Pulitzer. It's really good.
Nonfiction?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the story of like how ISIS started and kept going and where they are now.
I might buy that.
Are they still like doing shit? They kind of fell off a little.
They're
active in Afghanistan.
Well, they're beefing with the Taliban. Yeah, they're like fighting.
So who's
with the
more?
Taliban
who's
and then
bigger though?
ISIS is like very much on the outskirts though.
Yeah,
like they're still like trying to do shit, but like the Taliban has it under control.
Yeah,
it appears
they don't like each other.
No.
Oh,
how's the food in Afghanistan?
I think I would describe it as like rustic.
Yeah.
Shabby chic.
Like it's good, but like every bite of meat will have a bone shard in it, potentially. But like it's good. Like
it's rustic.
Rustic. Yeah. I like that.
It's just dangerous.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of good bread, a lot of good rice dishes. Like the food is good. I was worried. I didn't want to get sick, so I tried to like not be too adventurous. I ended up getting sick anyway.
Well, everything's like deep fried in oil there. Like everything
oh,
is
really?
Cooked in this like orange oil, pretty much at least. Yeah.
Yeah, I like try to avoid that, but yes. Like,
super greasy.
Yeah, a little bit, a lot of greasy stuff for sure.
Is that kind of weird that Julia went on vacation and you were like, yeah, I went there.
We talked about that
for many
like,
months
on ZBT when Donnie went to Iraq
and
did a video there. And Jeff was like, I got shot there. Yeah. Kind of a weird vibe. It's like,
sucks.
Oh, yeah. It is interesting, though. I'm glad people can go and like whatever. I don't know if I would. But
I went to Iraq, too, like last year. And Iraq is like you could take your family to on vacation.
You like you've got to be on some lists, right?
I don't, you know,
just
I don't
hanging
know.
Out with the talent. Like,
so,
just chilling.
I would think so too. Yeah. I'm like waiting for like the FBI knocking on the door to just like I've heard that happens sometimes to people. They just want to like
ask questions.
About it. It's more like they're, it sounds like they like want to gather intelligence, honestly, more than anything.
Yeah.
What's going on over there since we fucked that up? What have, like, dude, have been doing?
I don't think it would be the FBI so much as like Mossad. Eric Bana is going to come in with his buddies and just shoot you with one of those.
That could be a problem. That trip could be a problem for me.
Yeah, Israel would be OB. Yeah.
But like, as long as you have a U.S. passport, you're good, I think. Like, if you don't have a U.S. passport, by going to those places, you like... waive the sort of visa-free program. You need to apply for a visa again.
What about Russia? Are you going to do Russia next?
I've been there.
Recently?
In 2019.
That would do numbers on the podcast if you became a political prisoner, just saying. I'm just saying, like, if...
They'd still let you record?
Probably.
Like, maybe.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
You and Brittany Griner just hanging out?
Yeah.
Like on rap albums when guys, like, do a verse from jail or whatever?
Yeah.
You're just doing your podcast part?
I'm locked up.
It's so, yeah, rapping into the phone.
How is Oops the Podcast doing? You guys, well, you guys started, what, right after you got fired, right,
yeah,
Francis?
Yeah, yeah.
And what was your oops? It was for you. Wasn't the genesis of the podcast like big mistakes?
I think that was originally our conceit. Yeah, but then you know, we would always ask our guests if they had a life altering mistake that had they'd learned from and things like that. But you know, we eventually just sort of moved away from that and remained in this zone of like. Let's call it male neuroses and
hanging out.
Yeah, hanging out.
That's what every podcast is at the end of the day.
Yeah, right.
It's like you might talk about different things, but good podcasts are just hanging out.
True.
Yeah.
So what was your big oops?
I didn't like have one specifically that kind of like propelled me into doing the podcast with Francis. It was more of like Francis's mistake.
I think the fire one was pretty good.
Oh, that's true. I did start a fire by accident.
So did Owen.
Oh, so did I.
I got arrested.
Oh, I arrested
didn't.
For
oh,
it.
Shit.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
What did you, where did you start a fire? God,
please.
Dude, it was the stupidest crime ever committed. Like, in the middle of the day, not even with, like, daytime fireworks. You know, like, about, like, daytime fireworks?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I was just bored on a road trip. I'd bought fireworks in, like, Wyoming or something. And then I decided to, like, blow off some steam by, like, shooting one off on the side of the road and then like started a gigantic fire.
A forest fire?
Like effectively, yeah. Like
fuck, dude.
It was a field fire.
Holy shit.
And they didn't seem like when the fire department showed up, like they didn't seem to think it was that big of a deal. But it was like hundreds of yards of blazing fire.
Wow.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So you got arrested for that?
Yeah. And like I had like 5 court dates. It was I did yoga that morning. Like it was like the stupidest.
Well, that's aggression. Like the couple that does did the gender reveal.
I just feel like that's a really like unusual
it
thing.
Sets up the day.
Yeah, OJ played contrast. Golf the day after he killed Nicole Brown.
I feel like arsonists don't also like do yoga.
Yeah, and also the fact that you were lighting them to blow off steam. Clearly the yoga didn't fucking work.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You practiced harder.
That's bad luck.
That sucked. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really, really stupid. It was like, also like I was 30 years old. Like it was like, the crime of a 13-year-old.
Yeah. Right.
That's,
right.
How'd they catch you? That's how old I was.
How'd they get you?
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I went back to the scene of the crime. Like that.
Oh, no.
Every arsonist.
What?
They all want to watch the fire.
Yeah.
That's literally nuts. What happened.
He brought a date. And you see that charred acre over there?
That's me.
So were they like, hey, why are you here?
No. So what happened was I had realized that I had left some like incriminating evidence at the scene of the crime. I initially drove away.
What was the incriminating evidence?
Like a bottle, like something that they would have never pinned me for, but like a bottle that I had left, that I had gotten from the hotel that I was at previously.
Ah.
I was like, I need to go get that. So I show back up at this huge fire. There was already Good Samaritans gathered, and I was like, oh man, no. What happened here?
Someone better get that bottle.
So I went to get the bottle. They realized what had happened, and they're like, don't go anywhere.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no way.
Like the citizens? Like the...
Yeah.
No.
Did you try and say, like, I didn't know it started a fire right away, or did you know, and you were just like, well...
So this is the problem. I was with my friend whose house I lived at for free.
Yeah.
His parents, like, let me live at his house. Uh-huh. I was, like, crashing. So, like, I just immediately wanted to assume all responsibility because I didn't want him to get in trouble because
okay.
I was going to get kicked out.
So you're just like, right. Hand up.
Yeah, so I was like, I did it. Whatever.
That's crazy.
Went down, took the L for the boys.
Yeah.
How did they know it was you? They were everyone, like, they all came to agreement. They were like, this guy did the fire.
So basically, when I grabbed the bottle, when the police arrived, this lady was like, he grabbed a bottle. The guy's like, why'd you grab the bottle? And she's like, I saw him grab the bottle. And I was like, it was me. I did the fire.
Damn.
Threw me in the car.
That, dude? Honest Abe over here.
Fuck.
Wow.
No. Good to say it.
Was it a cool fuck?
Oh, my God.
Since no property, like houses or anything were damaged, I would say yes, since it took it out of the first degree arson category, which I believe is a felony. Oh,
yeah.
God. That would have been problematic.
It's like a manslaughter type of arson.
It was like a more gentle arson.
Baby arson. Yeah.
Baby.
Only two babies were killed.
Correct.
Yeah, they were just laying in the
field. That is so crazy.
Yeah, but you didn't have to go to jail or anything.
I did, yeah. No, but just like the county jail. Yeah. Right. I didn't serve time or anything. I was worried that I was going to have to pay a fine or anything. I didn't have to pay anything. I had to do 80 hours of community service, which I did. And I had like a lawyer and stuff. But all after like a year, it was off my record. I think it's still always on your record though, right?
Yeah.
Probably.
It's never really expunged.
It's pretty cool though.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
It's just like,
it's a wild story.
I've been to jail. Like, you don't, people are like, oh yeah, I went to jail. It's usually like, oh, I was pissing in public in college or something like that. It's like arson. That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
It's not cool. The crime's not cool, but being able to say you did it
is kind of
cool.
Kind of is cool. The crime
is cool.
Absolutely
cool.
I'm an arsonist. You're an arsonist.
Kind of hot.
Must have been pretty thrilling to watch it. Just like it just exploded into flames.
You want to do it again?
Start real small.
Yeah.
Should we do it again somewhere?
Yeah.
I agree. Arson is the crime where, like, I can't relate to serial killers, right? I don't want to kill someone. But arson, who doesn't love starting and watching a fire?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's definitely some thrill and warmth and comfort in that.
That was very smart by Francis there to be like, I would never serial kill.
Whose body is that? Whoa, a body?
Come on.
Oh, he wouldn't do it.
That get
me?
There?
Yeah.
He did it. He grabbed the body. Trying to take the ear as a souvenir.
He won't do it. He'll just write about it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
The fact that they caught you grabbing the bottle is so crazy.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so... All of it is so stupid. Realistically, seeing how not of a big deal they thought the fire was, I swear to you all, it was massive blazing fire. To them, it was like not a big deal.
Wow.
I feel like if I had just not gone back, I likely would have never gone back.
Yeah. They would have just been like, oh, fire got started.
No shot. Yeah. They'd be like, oh, well, shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Someone put out a cigarette. Whoops.
Right.
All right.
No fireworks in Colorado. Anybody listening?
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So are you a full-time Barstool sports employee yet?
I don't know.
We should make you one.
We're still figuring out. I appreciate that. We're figuring out the specifics. I just like.
So then Rico can squeeze you out. Have you met Rico?
Yeah.
We should just give you just like the full. Francis, you should just make a video of like introducing Julio to everyone here.
That'd be fun.
Because like, how do you explain half of this office?
That's a good point.
Frank was just, I don't know if you guys saw it. Yeah. Frank was just pressed up.
He really tried.
I don't know what he was doing.
You were in the middle of a beautiful.
I'm really starting to worry that
so good.
Maybe my talk with Frank
is not going to take.
Didn't go as well as I thought it did.
No. I don't know what was happening.
Because I told him we're not doing Tank Thursday anymore, and I think maybe in his head he was like, I'll just come in whenever I want now.
Yeah. It's full time now.
Oh, so it's open-ended.
Steven, you want to grab the McDonald's? It just showed up.
That would be hilarious if he was just like, all right, well, so we're doing Tuesdays and stuff.
Yeah, it's like we're just doing whenever I have a thought, I'm going to come on the show is I think he really was trying to make that in here.
Julio, I noted earlier to Francis that you had, it seemed, powerful hips is kind of what I noticed.
I do.
Childbearing.
Childbearing.
Yeah. I'm, I
powerful
have
with my word. But he said that you...
Too much McDonald's.
That's a lot.
This is absurd.
Yeah,
this is for like four people.
But I am so excited for this meal. Yeah. This might be how I just eat meals now.
Yeah.
I did.
Like, wait a day and then have like six meals worth.
What college?
Boston University.
Ah,
good
Boston
at tennis?
Yeah. I mean, like, I guess it depends who you ask. But yeah, I mean, we're like a Division I program.
Give me your grunt.
Eh.
Oh, interesting.
Oh.
I'm more of a.
I like that.
Yeah, just a quick, short one.
That's a little more. I.
Oh.
More karate-ish.
Bark. Squeal.
Yeah.
Give me again. I want to hear it again.
You
Julio, give
me,
it me again.
Me?
Oh, why are you looking
he
away
keeps
from
turning
me?
To the left? Because well, I was trying to get all the. I have to like go like this to get around the
way.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Very Spanish.
Yeah, right? It is.
Yeah.
McDonald's. Everyone have McDonald's.
I better not.
I like the thought of none of us having any, and you just sitting with four bags around you. Just
Steven, come grab some.
Yeah.
For Zah and you.
Not TJ.
I don't want to torture my guy TJ like that. I'll eat after.
Yeah, let's go.
I mean, it's. It's kind of fucked up to come on this show and not have a fry.
Yeah, you've been eating cave dirt for the last 2 weeks.
Wait, so when did you get back from Afghanistan?
Like, probably 10 days ago.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Is your family like, hey, dude?
They're not that cool about it.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
I have to groom them. So I usually tell my girlfriend, and I start early, and I'll start grooming her to be open to the idea. I start. I share.
For the record, she's not under 18.
Yeah. I give her candy, and I'm like, "Hey, I'm going to go to Afghanistan."
I start.
And when I come back, we're going to start a family.
You'll be old enough.
I start with, like, you know, where I'm thinking of going, and I start kind of like showing that it's going to be somewhere controversial. Then I'll start sharing stories of other people who've successfully done something similar to what I'm trying to do. And then I reinforce the idea that I'm not trying to put myself in danger.
Right.
And then I will drop the final plan on her like a month before. And I don't tell my parents. I always lie to them. I tell them I'm going to lie to them.
I actually appreciate that. If I were your parents, I would be like, don't tell me.
Yeah. They get mad, and then when I get back, they usually end up thinking it's cool. This one in particular, they still weren't that cool about, and are still not that cool about. But I did do some cool shit there. Like, we did some. I did end up doing some like philanthropic stuff that I kind of didn't intend to do. I met some really nice people. Like, I made what I think is going to be really cool stuff. So like, I'm happy I did it.
But. And is it for your own YouTube channel? Like, what is it for exactly?
Yeah, my
like?
YouTube channel kind of like sucks, to be honest. But like, yes, it's just honestly for the sake of doing it because I like doing it.
Yeah.
The Iraq thing that I did like is doing fairly well for me, and you know, just clip it up and throw it on my
you
channel.
You gotta go on somewhere with Donnie.
I know.
I know, he's so good, man. I love his videos.
Yeah, he did Iraq. He did the.
Where do you want
Afghanistan too? No,
he did. I think Kyrgyzstan or some one of the countries like right next to it. Tajikistan is what it
did. He did a good Tajikistan.
And you went there as well, didn't you?
I have not been there yet.
In very Donnie fashion, I was his emergency contact, and I didn't know until he got back. I didn't know until he got back. Sam Decker, mutual friend of ours who plays basketball, he was in Turkey, texted me when Donnie got back. He was like, "Just so you know, the chain of command was Donnie was going to text me. If I didn't hear from Donnie for 3 days, I was supposed to text you and be like, hey, problem." I was like, what the fuck would I do?
You would have gotten it done, though.
No, but Donnie's like, what? Hey, Dave, Erica, Donnie's in Iraq. I don't know anything else. Like, what's the next step there?
I think he would.
Call the police?
Would have worked, though. I think you would have gotten to the bottom of it.
And we just call the NYPD. We're like, hey. You guys figure this out. Donnie's in Iraq.
I'd probably get over there. They probably get boots on the ground. What was your plan if you got in any type of trouble over there?
It was also to call me.
Yeah.
Never met him.
To be honest, like I would think that it would be foolish, especially in Afghanistan. Like, what is my emergency contact going to do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't even have an embassy. So there's like an embassy hotline that you can call for like nearby people. I was just putting basically the trust in my like fixers and like guides and stuff to be able to get me out of trouble if were I to get myself into it. You know what I mean? I realized that it was like a risk. So tried to have like not too ambitious of an itinerary, which sort of didn't end up panning out. But I don't know. It was just like a risk that I was willing to take that like seemed not that risky.
How do you find the fixers?
That's
got to be the most important piece.
Yeah, it definitely is important. There's this like Facebook group.
Fixers.
No, it's like for sort of like extreme travelers. So like for any destination, there'll be these people love to like put their entire report of their trip up.
Yeah,
like, trip report. Like, so usually it's easy to find somebody who's kind of like vouched for three or four times to hit up.
Yeah.
And yeah, but it requires definitely a lot of planning.
That's awesome. Sweet as hell. Are there other places you're trying to go? Obviously, if you got the itch to travel, there's
got
to be other ones
on
the list.
North Korea?
You too,
don't. I would like to go to North Korea. The North Korea...
That's psycho.
The North Korea video, though, I don't know how interesting it would be because it's like hard to film.
Can't film.
Yeah. Oh.
You can't really film much.
See, oh, yeah, it'd be very interesting, though, if you get anything.
Yeah, true, true.
See, yeah.
Yeah,
there's a really good Vice one. That's like six parts. The founder of Vice, I think, did it.
Cokehead guy?
Shane.
The Canadian guy.
Or the Nazi guy.
Shane Smith?
I think it's the overweight Canadian guy.
Okay, so not the Nazi one.
Correct.
Nazi one.
Gavin?
Oh, jeez.
Right? Oh, yeah.
He's the head of the Proud Boys.
Yeah. Is he?
He's not actually a Nazi, but...
Ceremony.
I don't know whatever the Proud Boys. Isn't that guy's name?
Gavin Newsom.
Gavin McInnes.
Gavin McInnes.
Gavin Newsom, also a Nazi, but on.
Yes, different.
Yeah, the different sides of the political spectrum, mm-hmm. they meet in the middle. It's that fascism.
You know something funny is that. So, Julio and I, the last time I saw him was at our wedding. And then I left on our honeymoon the next night. And then he went off to Afghanistan. And we've both been back for about a week, but we talk frequently, obviously. But we avoid massive content areas that we want to save for the podcast.
Oh, we just burned.
We have burned like a week of material and 20 minutes on the Yak.
You know what's good, though? Like, this is something interesting, though. Like, some of these conversations never would have come up on our podcast, actually. So it's a nice sort of like exercise.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I know. Yeah. Sorry about that.
I feel we still have a lot in the...
No. We'll be fine. And we are also...
Like what? Like what? Like, for example, you said you feel like you have a lot. Give me an example of what else you have.
I'll tell you on our car ride. Don't you worry about it, Kat.
Yeah, let's just keep prying. Come on.
Oh, man.
Wedding? Maybe.
Yeah, a lot of wedding stuff.
Wedding. Honeymoon stuff?
Our honeymoon, yeah.
Honeymoon stuff. How was that, by the way?
I know what you're doing. You know me, I love to talk. You're picking at the fish here.
Yeah, he's giving away the international stories. I know you got a gang of them.
Oh, sure do.
You're driving alongside that like village of people. They were running along. Where was that, by the way?
That was in Rwanda.
Oh, yeah.
I was seeing and everything over there, and every time I would see something, I would say, boy, I've got... Rwanda Vision.
That's pretty good. That's pretty fucking
it's
okay.
Nice.
Pretty good.
Cat didn't like it.
No, that was good. That was Frank the Tank. We have Frank the Tank. Skinnier Frank the Tank. Wait. So when does your podcast come out?
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. I don't have any podcasts I listen to on those days.
Zero Plug 30 comes out those days.
Shit.
What
are we going to do about it? Should we fight him?
Dude, you told us that you would listen if we put it on Tuesdays
and Thursdays.
I promise you'd listen, dude.
So oops. So wait, and then you tape it Mondays and Wednesdays?
We kind of shift around.
Okay.
We usually do a double recording session.
And you're going to start recording it here every week?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Do you know who your first guest is going to be?
We haven't had really guests.
Not guests, so it's just, okay.
That's smart.
You know why we moved away from it? Is because the second you start asking people to come on your podcast, all of a sudden they think they're doing you a favor.
Yeah.
Which sometimes is the case, but most often it's not.
Yeah.
And then they're like, the day of, they'll be like, oh, shoot, hey, can we move it till 4? And you're like, dude, what?
There's also no good way to ask someone to come on your podcast. You always feel like a douchebag.
Yeah, but like you don't.
Oh, yes, I do.
I
absolutely feel like a douchebag when I ask people.
Really?
Yeah, if I have to, like, because we have a booker who does most of that, but like, yeah, asking, DMing someone who I want to get on the, being like, hey, you want to come on the podcast? It's kind
of
sucks.
But can't you then be like, I am a host of Pardon My Take. You know what it is.
It's
the number one sports podcast in the world, et cetera, et cetera.
Just the word podcast?
What?
The word?
Yeah.
Word for you?
I don't know. It's just, I guess I also have PTSD. I've told this story before, but I saw Beck Bennett and Kyle Mooney on the F train to Brooklyn once. Mm-hmm. And I have a mutual friend with Beck. And I was like, yeah, we'd love to have you on our podcast. And as I said it, I was like, what the fuck did I just do? He's like, he doesn't listen to sports podcasts. So like saying that just on a train, being like, yeah, come on my podcast.
To Brooklyn. Yeah. Like it's very on the nose. Yeah.
Kill me.
Did they do it?
No. I just ran. Well, actually, I got cucked. I started talking to him, and there was a girl standing next to me, and she was like, she had been wanting to ask them something because she was a big fan. The minute I started talking to him, she just jumped in and like took over. And, like, saw an opening, and I was just like, okay.
Damn. No. She had a good-ass podcast, too. It was Michael Barbaro.
That woman.
It was actually, the woman was Joe Rogan.
But that's where you should have just walked with them home and, like, done a slight detour into a sports bar.
Followed them, yeah.
And people be like, oh, Big Cat. And you'd be like, oh, shoot, what? You know?
Guy just tosses me a football on the street.
Wearing your merch.
Oh, okay.
And they really just hang out like that? Yeah. It's probably hilarious.
So good.
To be a fly on the wall, man.
I know.
You're not on
the fucking train.
Is Kyle still on SNL?
No, he left.
No, they both
year.
Left.
Yeah.
That guy's so funny.
Do you guys want to be on SNL?
I don't know. Not really, honestly.
No?
No.
What if they let you be on? What if they're like, hey, you're on SNL?
What would be the point?
I think getting SNL would be cooler than being on
Sass
it.
Sass wants to be on SNL very badly.
No,
I don't.
You could be.
No, I don't want to be on it, but
yeah,
I think
he could.
It would be awesome.
Could.
This is dumb, but like, what do they get paid? Like, I am curious to know. Like, what are you making?
I think they get paid mostly in
cocaine.
It's
not great. I know it's not great. Yeah. It's not a good rate.
For
it's,
the amount that you're working and stuff, I don't think it's like incredible.
In success, the longer you're there, the better it is.
I think that would be one of those things that depending on the pay, if they ask me, you know.
Yeah. Sass, I have a great strategy for you to get on SNL, actually. What you can do is you can stay here and make it clear that you're here for yourself, not work well with the sales team, and then one day just fall on a grenade of your own making and then hit up Lorne Michaels and be like, see?
Yeah.
See what I did?
Yeah, that was
a good idea.
Yeah.
So what did Lorne say when you did do that?
I turned out I didn't actually have his real number.
Ah, fuck.
What the fuck? Shit. Who gave you the number? Who gave you the fake?
Pete Davidson.
That would be amazing.
Like I feel like to be on SNL, like for me at least, I'm not like the industry isn't like bashing my door down trying to get me to audition for SNL. So in order for me to like want to be on SNL, I'd have to like, am I wrong about this? Like I'd have to be doing SNL type of things, which I'm just not doing. So it would be crazy if I were to be like, I want to be on SNL. That would just be a ridiculous thing for me to say,
right?
Because my actions are not backing that.
You know? You also have to start going by Julio.
Be gay.
Yeah.
Be gay. Who's this? Who just walked in?
Oh, those are the boys.
Oh, that's our squad.
You have this many people?
Just two.
Wait, Stu Feiner's son is your producer? What the fuck? Stu Feiner's son just has to sit there all day. I don't know what's going on right now. Like, he's been, I don't know where Stu went.
That woman in a bodysuit is in your squad?
Who's this? So who's part of the squad?
These two guys here. That's crazy.
Are they full time?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there are two. Oh. There are two guys.
Podcast is doing... Well,
it's doing pretty good, man. Chris has been there from the beginning. I mean, it's, you know, modest, but like we hope now being here, we're going to grow. And stuff.
Did you see that hug? Did you see how he hugged Francis? He like closed his eyes and put his head on his shoulder.
Yeah. He's a lover.
So earnest.
He's a lover, that
so
guy.
So now that Francis is out of here, what do you actually think about him?
Hold on 1 second.
You don't.
I have something to say.
What?
I did something this morning that I thought was going to be very funny.
Oh, no.
And now.
Oh, no.
Now I feel very uncomfortable and awkward about what I've done.
Okay, what have you done, Kate?
Nothing. Everyone keep talking.
What? Fine. What did you do?
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. But
someone coming here?
No.
Did people just get kicked out?
No. Maybe.
Just say it.
Those people just got kicked out?
No.
Is that a stripper?
What just happened? Who were those people, Kate?
Oh, it was a stripper.
Oh, no. Kate, was that a stripper?
Okay.
What?
Oh my God.
Okay. Hear me out.
Hey, Mincy has no ass whatsoever.
None.
Where the fuck is Mincy's ass?
Oh my God.
Where the hell is it? What am I looking at right
that
now?
That is the craziest silhouette I've ever seen in my life.
That's legitimately befuddling.
Mincy. We're zooming in on your ass. Sorry. That was all. We were just zooming in on your ass.
Good, man. There ain't much there.
Yeah, no, it's... You're
having to wear my damn shorts, like, up here to keep them on.
You look good. You look like you've been losing weight.
Yeah,
Once I'm done with the yak, I'll do that video with you.
I gotta grab my phone charger. I gotta go.
Oh, okay. Come on in. You want some McDonald's?
I don't think that's gonna help the waistline.
Okay. Wait, do you have your... Do you need your...
Do you need the phone charger? He didn't leave his charger.
We're probably going to be for another a while. I'll be around later this afternoon. We'll do the video. All right. So what happened, Kate?
TJ, unrelated question. Do we have music we can play in here?
I'm so confused. The headphones.
What happened? You're going to have to explain it.
She could use the headphones on.
Probably. First of all,
they're gone, right? Or are they still here?
No, they're gone.
But that she'll be able to hear.
You'd have to put the headphones on.
Hear me out. This morning, I genuinely thought I could get you all on board with Julia. We're doing a Yak. We're doing a merch sale where our names.
Oh, he's got a code.
Oh, everyone
Julio.
Has a code.
He works at Barstool
and 10% off. And so it's like whoever here can sell the most merch with their name as the promo code gets like a big money prize. Like $15,000 is the number one if you could sell the top. So I texted all the Yak guys this morning. I said, let's all get on board. You all use my code. And we have a slush fund for like doing wacky things here that that Big Cat started. And I was like, well, I'll put all money except 20% that I'll keep myself if you all push my code instead of your own. And I thought you guys were going to go for it because I'm an idiot. And I thought everyone will start pushing my code. We'll put money in the Yak slush fund. And I thought it would be a funny idea because I thought you guys were going to say yes to it. To also have a razzle dazzle thing at the end of the show to help me promote my code.
So who were those people?
They're still here.
Oh, no.
But a couple things I didn't think of. I'm an awkward person. I'm already dying right now at what I've done. And sorry, I'm awkward.
Just get to it.
Who are these
in a stripper?
She's supposed to come in here and strip, but we don't have music. We don't have a pole.
Oh, my God.
We don't have anything. And then I'm going to stand behind her and hold up my codes.
Oh, no.
I feel so uncomfortable already that I'm regretful.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, so is she going to strip?
Yes.
How much did you pay?
That's the thing. You got to spend money to make money. And I thought, well, if all the Yak guys get on board with my code, I'll make this money back. But then it fell apart.
Oh, no.
So I've spent some money. I got my tights full of ones.
Oh, no.
I know. Yes. Oh hell yeah!
Oh okay, my God, great. This is gonna be so awkward.
I don't know
if I can like be in the room.
No, you have to. Don't leave me here. Don't leave me here.
No, I can't.
Is she out there? I'm gonna go grab her.
Yeah, she's in the green room.
Right, I'm gonna keep eating. I'm sticking around. I don't give a
McDonald's.
I'll watch this. Julia, you can stick around if you want to get stripped on.
Yeah,
it just seemed funny this morning, and now I'm shaking with anxiety.
Horrendously awkward, but I love awkward moments, so this is fun for me.
I'm not gonna be able to. Sash, please stay.
Sash, you have to stay.
Please stay. Please.
This code Yak on Roback.
Please.
Steven, do the row back thing.
Okay. Don't leave. I'm feeling like dying.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did everyone get McDonald's in there? TJ, just eat.
Yeah, TJ.
Eat it.
No.
Yes.
I
love this is your first day at Barstool, Julio.
Dude, this is good.
This is going to be
fries and strippers for the day.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be so horrendous.
Is that her bodyguard?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. He's probably got a gun.
Explaining this
to
the guy.
Pull her out of this if he was smart.
Should go change?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I said no nudity or we're cooked. The whole show is ruined.
Kate, right? What have you done?
Kicked off YouTube. I thought her outfit was good enough when she got here.
She was pretty low profile, honestly. Like, I didn't peg her for a stripper immediately.
I didn't even notice because your guys came in at the same time. And then when you, like, started getting uncomfortable, I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Dave's here, too.
Can Stu Finder's son come in for it?
Yeah.
I'll grab him.
Yeah, bring him in.
We should get him to McDonald's.
Place on the leaderboard right now.
Are you okay? Oh, I'm up there. PS5s for everyone.
Yeah,
I'm going to stop tweeting now. I want someone else to win.
Someone please put me up there. Oh, I'm number eight. So there's a chance.
Wait,
Kate,
so
come on, Yak.
Julia, what is the most annoying thing that Francis does that drives you nuts?
Oh, my God.
We will cut this part.
I don't know, dude.
We'll cut this from
the
live show.
I actually said this in my best man speech, so I don't feel bad saying it again. I'll tell Francis something, but it won't, like, land. So, like, I'll tell him something he needs to know. about, like, he'll have a question. I'll answer the question for him. And then, like, 2 weeks later, he'll tell me how, like, one of his trusted confidants told him how to handle the situation that I had already told him how to handle.
Yeah. So he doesn't view you as...
Exactly. I'm not intelligent or, like, valuable.
Yeah, you're not.
Resource.
Well, you didn't go to Ivy League school.
Correct, yeah.
Right.
And so there's these two or three guys in particular who he, like, listens to as if they were, like, the prophet of some religion that he follows. And I made the point to, like, mention that in the speech.
Oh, that's great.
But I didn't rip him too hard, dude. I didn't want to roast him.
He's
too
a good
bad.
Dude.
You know? He's a good dude. I was happy to be there. It was an honor to give the speech. I love the guy. You know?
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun.
He's been stalking me and Roan, but he's a good dude. It's fine.
How's it having him back?
Great. Yeah. Great.
This lady's going to get us kicked off YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, this is going to be bad, Kate, but I'm ready for it.
I said, please, sir, no nudity.
No, I knocked
Are you going, Big Cat?
Tell a stripper to do no nudity.
Are you leaving?
No, I'm taking a piss.
Wow.
I also told them I'd promote their stripper site. Shout out at Banana Splits Party Strippers on Instagram.
I got
pissed. Coming back. Oh, my God, Big Cat. Is this a joke? Are you guys for real leaving? I will fucking die.
I mean, can't be in. If it's just
sass,
us four,
sass, you have, sass. I'm literally about to, like, grab onto your hoodie. Please don't leave. Oh, and please stay.
I'll stay.
I got like 5 minutes.
Yeah, Banana Splits Party Strippers. DJ's gonna put the link in
the
chat.
Should we just cancel it? Should we just tell him?
Kate, I will be in the room. I can't promise I'll
be
locked
right
eyes
now?
On the,
okay.
The action. But
can you come sit in here, please? Can you come in and have a seat, please? This is important. We have. Can you settle in and hang out with us for a second?
It's only French fries and soda?
Yep.
Yes, but come hang out. Please get comfortable. Put your headphones on.
What is she doing right now?
I don't know. I guess there's a lot more to it than I realized.
You think as a stripper, you like would hate this gig? Or you,
yes.
Or you don't care?
Yeah.
I was texting the guy. I was like, I want her to be comfortable, but this is weird. I sent her a photo of the room, and it's like eight black chairs in a semicircle. I was like,
we're
going to
sacrifice her.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't
just have
this McDonald's.
Yes,
yeah.
Joey.
Yeah.
Yes,
more
you want.
Thank you.
I ordered too much. Way too much. That's why I
came. Remember, Kate, 10% off.
Yeah, we have a stripper coming in. You know
stripper
that?
Coming in.
It's going to be very interesting.
Got to spend money to make money.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say I just can't figure out what she's doing. Like she's
maybe stretching if she's good.
Yeah,
I think so.
Who's your goat in tennis?
For me, Federer, dude.
Oh, come on, it's Djokovic.
Honestly, I love Djokovic, and I think he gets a bad rap because he's like a Soviet bloc country. And I really think that's a thing, dude.
Yeah, and the anti-vax shit.
Anti-vax shit's not great. For
and when
him,
he
but...
assaulted a ball girl with when he hit that.
That could have happened to anyone.
That's true.
But again, that's
they all
Eastern
have outbursts
Europe.
Like that.
Yeah. You know, that's Eastern Europe.
He's a pretty good dude, all things considered, from what I've seen. I mean, he's like to the guys on tour, like he's the most gracious losing champion I've ever seen in my life. When he loses a match, he's so chill. I think he wants people to like him. Why is that a crime?
Yeah.
People are like, oh, he wants people to like him.
Yeah.
Is that
story
bad?
Story of my life.
Yeah. Got us a stripper.
Yeah, I'm desperado.
Yeah.
My God.
How many ones did you bring? Can I have some?
Sure. Here.
No, actually, you should have to give them all
out. Here, have a couple.
This is going to be, what are we going to do? If you have to go, Julia, you can.
I told her I had 5 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I'm going to honor that.
Thank you.
I thought that strippers are supposed to strip. Why is she putting her clothes on?
I don't know what's happening
right
now.
Well, she can't
get
naked in here because then we get canceled from YouTube.
Well, does she need pasties? I have them.
At Banana Splits Party Strippers, they were a delight to deal with, and they got me a stripper in a pinch. And they said,
you hired her?
Nice.
Yes.
Wait, how often do you do stand-up, Julio? Should we count this as a win for us?
Stand-up?
We have a bad track record having stand-up comedians come on this show.
Really?
Yeah, we had Chris DiStefano really wanted to fight KB.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't.
Where does that stand now? Is there any updates?
I don't know.
Remarkable.
Yeah, we're assholes. and we just like, we're just assholes and once we get inside this box, we like walk by and we don't treat them well.
not that I think we assume they're our friends.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
Well, so how often do I do stand-up? A lot. Like, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 times a week.
Nice.
You see Sass out there?
I do. I saw him last night.
Yeah.
How is he?
We were
as
there,
a matter
sorry.
Of fact.
How's he doing?
Oh, he wasn't eating, was he?
I didn't see him eating.
Here we go.
He's doing well.
Yeah, he's killing it.
And I saw, dude, I was really impressed with your set at Gotham, by the way. I don't know if I told you that.
Oh, yeah. That was a while ago.
I know. But I'm saying, like, I know you're like, how you haven't been doing it that long, right?
No.
I could tell you, like, you're a natural.
Do people like Sass out there?
I think so. And I also think
Shane doesn't.
No, I think that also.
Shane last night.
I'm fucking with you.
Don't fuck with
me. Like,
okay, I'm relaxed.
Comedians are clout chasers, dude. Like, they just know that he's popping off, so everybody's fucking.
Yeah. Sucking his dick.
I had Mark Norman on my podcast the other day, and he brought you up. Funny enough, he was like, "The kid's great, but he's got to earn his stripes." I think they're, like, you're intimidated by you because they see how good you're doing at such a young age.
So young, yeah.
They're saying comedians are like, you know, they're kind of proud of themselves. They kind of got pissed that he's doing so well so young.
You know what we need to do? We need to stage like a Chris Rock, Will Smith type attack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like someone comes and like punches you in the face.
Yeah.
All the other comedians would be like, "Whoa, we got to stand up for Sass."
Oh, he paid his dues.
Yeah, we need to do that. We need to beat the fuck out of you on stage.
Yeah.
Dude, I think that's all bullshit,
good idea.
Personally. The, like, yeah. Do paying culture.
But that's the, like, everyone.
It's like the college loan debt argument.
Yeah, it's just, but everyone has that, whether they, like, people can have the right intentions of being like, oh, I don't care about this. Like, if you're talented, you're talented. But deep down, it feels like it's just a human feeling of, like, I did this for this long. Yeah. You should have to do it, too.
Right, right.
Which is stupid. You're right. Yeah. Like, just because it was hard for you doesn't mean it has to be hard for everyone.
Totally.
Hey, you're right. The loan debt.
Totally.
That was the best when people were like self-owning themselves.
Yeah.
Like I had to work like 80 hours a week and couldn't eat.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
It's like, yeah, you're proving why this should happen.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's not normal.
There's like such a weird argument on Twitter about like if like beating your kids is okay. You ever see that?
No.
Like spanking.
What?
Yeah. All right.
People are like, I got spanked and look how I turned out.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, really, yeah, dude, you're commenting about how you got spanked on Twitter. Probably not great.
My parents beat the shit out of me and I'm fine, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, why are you bragging about that? It sucks, man.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It's also just like, I don't know.
Who deemed the ass a safe haven for beating your
I don't know.
That's a spot you're
like,
allowed to hit.
I couldn't imagine like a million years wanting to harm my children.
Yeah.
In any way. Like, What?
Yeah.
Let's get the wooden spoon.
Yeah.
The shoe. There's she would hit me with a shoe.
Hit you with a shoe?
I got that.
Or the worst was the rubber spatula on a bare ass that stung.
Oh.
A little.
That would sting.
My dollar's falling.
Guys, it's been real. I got to go.
All right, Julio. Okay. Thank you. Everyone.
Thank you for having me.
Podcast.
Appreciate you.
Welcome to Barstool, dude. Viva.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
Say it back.
Yeah.
Viva.
Viva.
There we go. Oh, we got him now. He can't go anywhere.
Guys, I don't know what's happening.
All right, thanks, bro.
Nice
anytime
to meet
you're
you.
Around, come on.
Nice to meet you. See ya.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, have fun at the strip show, bro.
Yeah, thank you.
So the lady's here.
She's here. I don't know what's happening.
You don't know what to do.
Are we getting charged by the hour?
Your guys
no, were, but they were very lovely.
Yeah, tell them if they want.
It must take a while to get ready.
Yeah, we have burgers and stuff. I ordered.
Is this live?
I ordered this last minute, and so it was a last minute request.
$200 worth of McDonald's is so impressive.
So stupid. Yes. I don't know why I did that. I was just really hungry.
And you got Diet Coke, too. I'm fucking in my glory right here.
4 minutes.
All right, so Kate, what?
I don't know, guys.
Let's spin the wheel.
Let's spin the wheel.
And where'd Roan go?
I've never been hard with you guys.
What do you mean, left?
Yes, we have.
He had to go pee, and he walked out.
Oh, he might be under a no stripper policy, which is totally
I'm fine. Not.
I am. My mom.
Where the hell did Roan go?
He's not in for the... My mom watches the show. I can't be doing this.
My mom's
the
dead.
Only thing your mom is really still adamant about. Yeah, she calls no to strippers. Check in. You haven't been going, right?
A McBoner
wants to get wet. The stripper,
oh, shiny bald, is still in there. Oh yeah, should we put her on the wheel?
Run, I'm not wrong.
Now we're gonna have to get you soaked.
Get the stripper soaked. Are we playing the wheel with the stripper?
I want to
cost you extra.
Shiny bald.
I don't know. Oh, Stu. Oh, we should. No, don't actually. No.
Oh, no.
No.
Big time, no.
Stu will definitely ruin everything with that.
We'll have to the pay company it. Might fall apart.
Yeah, that would be the end of us. Okay, spin it.
Stu shouldn't.
Wow.
You deserve credit for the move you just made for this company. Not letting him come in.
Yeah, no, that was like a momentary. Oh, Stu would be fun. No.
Okay, here we go. Oh, yeah, it's over the speakers now.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, why is it so loud? Okay. Did Roan really leave?
Yeah.
He might have left.
I don't think he left the building. He's here.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
Wasn't down for the stripper.
Who else wants to come in then? Who do we invite in here? Should we... Security?
Right. Grace O'Malley?
Oh, yeah.
I like that Julio guy.
Yeah, he's very funny.
Yeah.
He like him way more than Francis.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that Taliban story was fucking... I'm
crazy.
Actually,
I know.
To watch that video.
I felt like a little bitch listening to it. I was like, so you were outside the wire for real? For real?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Damn.
Where's the stripper?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Did she go to the bathroom? You think she saw the room and was like, fuck this?
Yeah, she's like, wait, I'm not doing this.
Do they know they're going on a live show?
Maybe her pH is off.
Yeah. Could be.
That didn't stop me from being here.
She better not stink.
Does she know it's a live show?
I think so. Which I say, she's making us wait. That must mean top dollar stuff. Mm. Right? Is that the way that goes?
Maybe she's just trying to get hard. Feet.
This no, does happen, though.
Does she know it's live for, like, privacy reasons and stuff?
Yeah. Let me see if Ebony can go check.
This does.
Why doesn't Ebony just strip, then?
This does happen.
She's got a good only.
Like, if you get strippers to, like, a bachelor party, they do go in the bathroom for a while.
Are they doing coke?
Do they really?
No, I don't think so. I think they're just...
prepping. Getting
cheesed up?
Kind of
getting in the groove.
In the anticipation.
Didn't they get nervous?
I would. And for this setting, like for I'd be a little nervous.
Probably like, what the fuck is this?
I went on a buddy's bachelor party, and we got strippers last second, and let's just say it wasn't, maybe the fact that we ordered them like right before didn't help in terms of quality, and they
DiGiorno's
came, and it was like Pimon and, what's the?
Timon and Pumbaa.
Timon and Pumbaa. It was like one stripper was like... 6 feet, 300, and the other was like 5'2", 105. It was very funny. They were great. They were great. They were very nice. Yes, they were very nice.
She's going to 100% think that Kate's a lesbian.
Oh, 100. I mean, look at me. Look at me. That's why do you think Pat had me on Out and About before you came here?
I know.
That was his thought.
Tracked.
I had once in college, I passed out.
Want some McDonald's?
Yeah, can you come hang out for a second, Pete?
Want some fries?
You want to sit down and hang out?
We have a celebrity from The Bachelor coming.
Come on in.
You actually would be good if you were here because
Pete, come on.
No, because you can't come, so there's no way.
She's got that bit smile.
Oh,
what? I got nothing.
It's just a McDonald's party.
Yeah, come on in.
Come on in. We're having a McDonald's party.
We got one at our rugby house when I was in college, and we lived right across the street from the county jail, which was like. Small. It was just the size of like a big house almost. And so the stripper, we had dressed up like an escaped convict, and he busted in and he was like, I just got out of the whatever. And we're like, oh no.
That's awesome.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
And then he helicoptered his dick.
We had like one of our bigger day drinks is golf party. Passed out after that, and I woke up from a nap in my bed and went to the bathroom, and there was like 75 guys in my living room and three strippers in the middle. Just anal ring toss, whole nine yards.
Oh, God. Oh,
I had been awake for 45 seconds.
And that was what
it
you
was
walked
so
out.
It was so confusing. I didn't think it was real, but it was.
I had to go to the bathroom over there.
I think Ebony took her to the green room. Now I have to pee. I feel like, guys, I feel like I'm the most awkward human being on the planet. I didn't think it through. It seemed like a fun idea this morning. And
have you ever done a diaper wheel where they have to sit and pee themselves?
Himself.
Who did?
Stu.
Hi, Stu.
Stu, you want some McDonald's? I got McDonald's for everyone.
No, it's disgusting. Joey Diaz, his brand of...
Can you talk in the mic? We're live on a show.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in Ball Season 2 as well.
Joey Diaz. Hi, everyone. It's
hi, Uncle Stu.
What show am I on right now?
The Yak.
It's an honor to be on the Yak.
It's the Yak.
Okay, so this is a laughing.
Oh,
shit. Yes.
Oh, God damn it.
It's happening.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, no.
This is the worst thing.
Now it's actually the worst
thing. This is
the
worst
thing. Buckle up, Stu.
Kate.
Yay.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, girl.
How's it going?
Hello.
Yoo-hoo.
You're welcome to have a seat, too, if you'd
like. Want some McDonald's?
Yeah, go ahead. You can just sit. You don't have to strip. You can just hang out.
You know me? You are.
Hey, brother.
Hi.
How we doing?
Hi, I'm Majestic.
Hi,
Majestic.
Majestic.
Right, so this is Laughing Gas. Oh, this is Laughing Gas. Joey Diaz's strain of marijuana, which is as great as any I've ever had. Not only does it
DJ's like we're about
not only does it
we're about to be kicked
you,
off YouTube.
But
yeah, no.
You're up.
All right, yeah. All right, all right.
Okay, so that's yours.
Okay.
All right. I love you. God bless you. May God be with you.
Okay.
All right.
Before you poison your body with whatever I'm looking at.
Hey, listen.
You're not a fucking model of health, Stu. What the fuck? Okay. You eat like 7,000 calories a day.
Oh, no.
All right, well, here's the stripper.
Oh.
And here's the stripper.
You stole
her shit. Majestic, this was not planned. This was...
Do you have a six pack? How do you have a six pack?
Yeah, well, how do you have abs?
How do you have fucking abs, Stu? What is going on? Why do you have abs?
I'm still 30 pounds.
How do you have abs?
Because I'm an animal. I worked out with Steve Mahalik. I'll kick your fucking ass.
Yeah, Julio's looking in now. He's like, now Stu's got his shirt off.
Okay.
I just want to feed
Majestic,
McDonald's.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
We're great.
Yeah.
Pretty. True.
So, Kate.
That's me. Hello.
Take it away, Kate.
Okay. So, I thought it would be fun, because we're doing a thing here, a merch selling contest. And I thought it would be fun to do something extra special to help me promote mine. So, I was wondering if you wouldn't mind dancing while I hold up my signs. I don't know another nice
Oh, thing. Yeah. No problem.
Hell yeah. Okay. But before we do... Do you have an Instagram? Do you have, like, for any of our people who are watching right now, anybody, anything you want to say, anything you want to put on the Insta for people to follow you, promote yourself?
Well, I do want to promote Banana Split Party Strippers, because that's the whole reason why I'm here, you know? So
that would have been really funny if you're like, I'm really here to promote, like, Ukraine and what they're doing.
Yeah.
No, Banana Split, okay.
Yeah,
Banana Split Party Strippers. So if you guys ever need any strippers, you know who to call.
And they're in a bunch of states around here, too, and they helped me out very quickly today. So big thanks to them.
Shut up, Banana Split.
Banana Split.
Strippers.
Yes. Do you have an Instagram or anything? If you want people to follow you, you don't have to say it.
Yeah, I'm very private. So
okay.
Okay.
Awesome. No worries.
Jessica, you smell wonderful.
I know. This is the first time the room has ever smelled good.
Yeah.
So huge thank you.
Want french fries?
No, thank you.
Want any McDonald's?
You
sure? All right. Okay. Cool. Cool. Cool.
Yeah. All right.
Cool. Cool. Cool.
TJ hit it, I guess.
Okay. So only you, Kate is the one who wants a lap dance.
She's a bull dyke.
All right.
This is by far the craziest thing. Oh, yep. Okay. Here we go. Yeah. Merchapalooza. Kate.
May I?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now I actually like this. Okay, yeah, get on, Kate. Let's get. Oh, yep. Kate, this is actually. This is kind of hot. I'm actually not gonna lie. This is kind of hot. No, this is actually really hot. Keep it on the keep. TJ, keep it on, Kate. Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, Kate. Promo code Kate for 10% off. What is this show? Yes! Jessica, do you do Pilates?
She's very limber.
Very limber. Have some of that, Kate. Yes. 10% off, code Kate. Sass is just furiously texting. You're not even texting anyone.
No, I am. I am.
Where the fuck did Roan go?
I don't know. Sass is scrolling through the weather app.
Joey, what do you think? Oh, yes. Grab
I'm learning
boobs.
Some dance moves from her. I'm very excited. Is are those from Leg Avenue? I got those.
Yeah, what? Yeah, Sass. Why don't you get Majestic, maybe a little on Sass?
No.
Just a little bit on Sass. Come on
Trish,
in.
Come on in, Trish.
Come on in.
Free McDonald's and a stripper.
Yeah, if you want McDonald's.
Majestic.
I bought $200 of McDonald's. Trish, got a stripper.
Trish, this is Majestic. And that's your pimp.
Here we go, Sass. Sass, move the mic. Be a man. Be a fucking respectable man.
Stunning. Everyone has you up on their screens out there. You look absolutely phenomenal. And this is to promote Kate's merch?
Yes, promo code Kate.
Strippers and McDonald's. This is like my wet dream.
Yes, have some McDonald's. Sass?
Yes, man.
Oh. Oh.
That's it.
There you go. Majestic.
Calisthenics.
Majestic in the house. Majestic.
Now, Sass, is anything happening below the belt there? Feel
Come
any
on,
vibrations?
Sass. Oh, I've been trying to write a text for like 10 minutes.
Sass, pay some attention to Majestic.
I think I have some money at my desk. I'll be right back.
Yeah, give Majestic. Some to Joey.
Oh.
This is...
Remember? Code Kate.
Code Kate. Yeah.
Your merch will be Majestic, 10% off. Your merch will
code
be Majestic.
Kate.
Yeah.
Majestic.
It does smell fabulous. It does way better
than
that.
Smell really good.
I know. First
people keep walking by.
It's probably a body mask.
What's going on? Oh. Yeah, she's touching her vagina.
Oh, so smooth. Not a razor bump in a sight. Now she lasers.
I love this.
Yeah.
This is brought to you by Roback. No.
Don't. I'm mad at Roan. He's missing a great show.
Oh, here comes Trish.
I'm the most awkward human alive, but this is... You're fabulous because I'm the most awkward human alive, and I'm like totally chill with this. This is a delight.
Banana split strippers. Shut
majestic,
up, banana split.
Majestic to the center stage. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to pay for the McDonald's. Danny already paid for it.
Yeah, no. You don't.
Promo code.
This $5 bill actually comes from a certain Glennie Balls.
Oh!
I want to hand that over. That's
hell yeah.
That's Glennie Balls himself.
Yeah, thank you. Don't mind if
that's
I do.
Majestic.
But excuse me.
It's way more awkward when you turn off the music.
Yeah.
Yeah, the music.
Good ones.
Thank you.
Is this royalty free music?
Yes, it's royalty free music.
It is royalty free music.
Sass.
Yes.
Are you ready for your lap dance?
No, I'm all set.
Come on, Sass.
Come
on.
I'm good. Thank you.
Majestic, I have a $100 bill on my desk if you give him a lap dance.
No, I'm all set.
Yeah!
I don't want
Thank you, Majestic.
I'm all set.
Come on, Sass!
I don't want one.
I'll go get it. I'll go get the $100 bill.
No.
Great game, Majestic. Back to the Yak, we're your hosts, Trish and Nana.
How did this happen? It's just the two gay guys on the Yak and
Kate. And the butch lesbian.
The butch lesbian.
Okay. Here comes Live Event Larry.
Here comes Live Event Larry, formerly known as Live Event Lisa.
I had to clarify when you said butch, I'm like, they're talking about me, not you. Thank you.
Oh, here it comes.
Majestic.
Here we come.
Where'd he go?
He ran.
He ran out.
Ran. Still.
That's for you, sweetie.
Oh, my God. Oh. Was he the most uncomfortable out of all the boys?
Sass. I was so excited.
I saw it. I ran in here from the other room. I was so excited.
Now, I have a stripper friend named Heaven. Do you know her?
No.
Oh, okay. She's from upstate. This is my second stripper experience. You're beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
Your makeup, your hair. Has a gentleman ever told you about your makeup and hair while you're running stick?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Has a girl, like every, when you were like dancing on a guy, has ever complimented your hair and makeup before?
Not specifically like my makeup.
The gay ones would.
Yeah.
Anastasia Beverly Hills in your brows?
Yep. Okay.
It is. That's a dip brow. That's a dip brow. Probably.
That's a dip brow.
Oh,
gorgeous. Man. That's the first thing I noticed was the beat. She beat the. I'm not talking about the music. She beat the beat up on the beat.
Oh, yeah.
You're not. You look fantastic.
I can't believe Sass ran. I wouldn't just paid $100 for that lap dance.
Exceeded my expect. I didn't know what to expect because this was so last minute. Everybody majestic. Yeah,
if you make the what's the top tier prize? $2,000. Will you be sharing with Majestic?
The winnings.
Yeah, the winnings.
100%. If I make it to number one on the merch thing, we will. You know what? We'll split it. Half goes to the merch. Half goes to you.
Wow.
Yes.
So
you have to
come,
it.
You have to come back in.
But you have to come back in and accept it. Okay. All right.
You're already up to number five, Kate.
I'm moving up the ranks of number
go,
five.
Kate.
Come on, guys. Come on.
Let's go,
Let's
Kate.
Go.
This is the real leaderboard.
Oh. Use promo code Kate. I'm going to tweet it, Kate.
Off.
I got you.
Thank you.
There
come on,
go.
Guys.
Absolutely. Switch my allegiance. Ourselves as well.
I'll read Jessica. That was great, by the way. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. This is...
Barstool Sports.
Yeah.
Right.
Where do you typically work out of Majestic?
I work at Banana Split Entertainment.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's the only place you'll find.
Do they have male entertainers as well?
I'm sorry?
Do they have male entertainers there as well?
They do. That's the opposite side. So
what is that one called?
It's still under Banana Split Entertainment. Yeah.
That's where the bananas actually are.
Yeah. There's the splits and the bananas.
And you do the splits. Now I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's banana.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's an intellectual queen. Do you dance at clubs at all, or you just do...
No, actually, I didn't come from, like, clubs or anything. I was a regular girl just working as a manager at McDonald's.
Oh.
Did you bring this?
Oh.
Nice, no.
No. War flashbacks.
I retired that long
ago. Yeah.
But, yeah, I was found there. And ever since, it's just been an amazing, like, financial opportunity for me.
Hell yeah.
So, you know, it's completely changed my life.
A real life awesome story.
Yeah, I love it.
Let's get this promo code going. So
yeah, we'll get it out there.
Blow up.
Even more.
Hey, you got to win. Not just now. The pressure's on. Not just for you. It's for you and Majestic.
I know.
I think everyone should support Kate's. It's just barstoolsports.com. Store it up, barstoolsports.com/Kate, and that's a discount code.
Oh, you got to put in the promo code Kate.
You got to put it in.
Yeah. You have my word. You have to come back, and I don't. You can come back, sweats, if you want, and just hang out and eat fries with us. But you've got to come back. But I will split the winnings with you, and then the rest goes to the Axlash Fund. Okay, I won't keep a dime of it.
Love it.
Wow. Okay.
And Kate is actually spelled J-O-E-Y.
So yes.
It's actually...
Right. Yeah. Go in there and get the promo code going.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah.
Good job, Kate.
Merchapalooza, everyone.
Thank you so much, Majestic.
Thank you.
And I'm going to follow them so I can make sure they get paid.
Yep. And we'll...
Gotta spend money and make it.
Folks. Yeah, we'll end the act here. We'll see everyone tomorrow. What a show.
I know.
What a show. Maybe we should fast more often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit. What a show.
Can we go out with a dance party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Play some music on the way out.
Let's do it. Burgers and lap dances. That could be definitely a thing.
Well, that would actually be a good
is that a song?
Restaurant.
I wish. Burgers and lap dances should be a song. Go. Last Caroline.
All right. We'll play everyone out. We'll see everyone tomorrow.
All right. Bye, everyone. I was probably playing over.
When's she coming in? Is she about to come in now? When is she coming in? Is she about to come in right now, what's her deal? She's still about to come in?
Disgusting.
Huh?
Disgusting behavior.
What do you mean? Is she bailing?
No, she was here.
What?
That's great.
I missed it?
Big cat. Big Cat went to go get $100 for her to give Sass a lap dance. That was all-time moment.
Oh, dude, I was rushing back. I can't believe I missed it. That's tough. Man, I would have loved to see that. Well, see you next time on the Yak, I guess. It's the Yak.